Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Dodge Shortlist.
Go USA. You guys are going to do it.
I feel like we are seeing the beginning of the end of Trump.
Right. I'm not a celebrity, but I'm hardly recognizable anymore because my career has been destroyed by these very people.
So there is a much larger story here than just what's being revealed right now with the Elon Musk revelations.
Did you get a chance to meet with the royal family?
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph?
I have to laugh. I'm going to have to play that full bite for you here coming up because I keep moving on past it and not appreciating it for what it is. That's great. A soon-to-be former NBA coach said that the other day. Anyway, glad you're back with us. It is the fifth day of December, and we appreciate the fact that you're here. Don't forget about downloading the podcast in case you missed anything this morning. A great segment earlier with Hans von Spakovsky on a lot of these issues regarding the termination of the Constitution, which is what the mainstream media will tell you Donald Trump would do if he could, which is complete hogwash. Let's get to our guest, please.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane, good morning to you. How are you?
Well, good morning, motivator. You better be good. You got 20 days to get it together. Otherwise, Santa's not coming to your house.
That's true. You got some convincing to do. No doubt about it. So are you in... Georgia campaigning for Herschel Walker? What are you doing?
Unfortunately, I'm not in Georgia. I'm still out in California, communist California. But, you know, you've got to have somebody like me out here to give you the inside scoop, you know?
Well, that's true.
People say, just leave. I'm like, well, first of all, you know, if everybody just vacates, then it comes to your state next. You need people like me who put up the wall and stop it. I'm the determined one. I'm like the wall of China. Well, eventually that fell too. But anyway, here we are.
So, you know, I have to ask you about that since you now reside in California. I read where California, which of course became a state in what, 1850, and it became a free state. Apparently is about to serve up reparations to all former slaves to the tune of $239,000 apiece.
Goodness gracious, former slaves? Well, they're all in the grave, aren't they?
That's what I thought. But some commission in California has recommended to Gavin Newsom that he hand out checks for $239,000 to anybody who can prove they're the descendant of a slave in California.
A whole lot of people are going to go get that DNA test to see if there's a trace of us.
It's going to cost $5 billion.
I don't know that that's going to – I hadn't heard anything about that, to be honest with you. So let's be clear. I actually don't reside here. I'm here because I care for my parents.
Okay.
I want people to realize that I did not move here. I still have my apartment in D.C., which is another communist state. But anyway, here we are. I have a great – obviously, my realtor picks these really tough places for me to live. But, you know, I hadn't heard that. I mean, I did hear about it a while ago, but it's gotten little traction. simply put, many taxpayers out here, people seem to, first of all, I despise how conservatives can be very nasty who don't live here. There are a lot of conservatives that live in this state. There's 40 million residents, and Gavin Newsom has gotten registered 10,000 conservatives. Rick Grinnell, who's running Fix California, they've identified over 1.4 million conservatives that weren't even registered to vote. He's registered 10,000 a month since he started this effort, and we've had quite a number of Republicans win. The fact is that people who keep bailing on their states and move somewhere else cause the problem for the state that they are bailing on. Stand up and fight, people. Stand up and fight. Just don't abandon it, because this impacts the entire nation. There's the Electoral College out here. There's 40 electoral votes. It's one of the largest in the country, if not the largest. You have to understand how this impacts your entire country. Your agricultural is the breadth of your agriculture comes out of California. So we feed the entire nation. This is Reagan. Enough of California. We got bigger things out there in Missouri. What's going on?
Yeah, well, that's true.
We care more about Missouri. I loved living there. It was a great place as far as I'm concerned.
I want to play you a soundbite from Chuck Todd from this weekend, who has declared the end of Donald Trump. Go to cut 16, please.
I feel like we are seeing the beginning of the end of Trump. I know it's, you know, there's so many times we've thought that, but I really think we're at the Gary Busey phase of The Apprentice. And it's that he is just exhausting everybody around him. And the fact that he cannot denounce this hateful rhetoric from Kanye West, I think could be the last straw for many.
Could be the end, apparently, according to Chuck Todd. Is that holding water with you?
The know-all of Donald Trump. I mean, like he even admitted, we've said this before. I almost want to say, was that cut from 2016? Because Kanye West is not on anybody's mind other than the liberals, who have just run out of ideas. They can't get him for Russia collusion. Turns out everything he said about big tech was true. Look at all of this information coming out about Twitter and the lawsuits he had put out. I don't know if they had been held up or if they had been dismissed, but he has every right to go back into court. This man has been attacked with such venom from the left, but yet every time they go after him, they fail. So now all you got is Kanye West. Most of these people, and I would dare to say even Chuck Todd, has never even heard Kanye West music. I mean, if I said to him, have you heard Gold Digger, which is one of Kanye's biggest hits, I doubt Chuck has done that, because we know he only listens to NPR and he's in his mother's basement listening to her old Lawrence Welk tapes. But when you sit back and you listen to these folks, Kanye West is on nobody's mind because he's not a world leader. They have known each other for years, and to suggest that Donald Trump would be an anti-Semite and has to denounce anti-Semitism again while his daughter is Jewish, his grandchildren are Jewish, people have forgotten the Abraham Accords that brought peace to the Middle East. They're lunatics. I'm sorry, Chuck Todd. Focus on something bigger than the Gold Digger artist, because that's all you've got. Everybody knows something's wrong with Kanye West. He married a Kardashian.
That's a great point. Nice. What is that noise, Carl?
That's Gold Digger.
Oh.
See, you don't even know Gold Digger.
Well, we got to put this in perspective. I thought something had gone horribly wrong. I couldn't figure out why music was playing in the middle
playing
of my interview.
Kanye West, so yes, something has gone horribly
something.
Wrong.
Wow. See, my point was made. Most people don't even know Kanye's music. Sadly, Jesse Jane Duff does, because it's my job to stay informed for you, Mark.
Well done, Jesse Jane. I appreciate that. Do you have any comments? Like, I'm reading a Breitbart article. I've referenced this several times this morning. Trump suggests termination of the U.S. Constitution. Well, first of all, that's not what he suggested. And other presidents have suspended portions of the Constitution. It's happened three times in the history of this country. So the media will just simply latch on to anything they can to try to damage him.
Donald Trump is always one that if he says a sentence that is spliced apart, often things are taken out of context. I wasn't aware that that is supposedly what's out there right now, so I got to go read up on that. But I'll say this. If that is what he actually had said, then I think it would have been all over the news, including Newsmax, which I'm a part of. Because at the end of the day, everyone who is a conservative supports the Constitution. And we all know that Donald Trump is the his own destiny. He is the man that will determine whether he wins or loses. He does not sit back and let anybody else control his destiny. And very few people can say that, because how many people, after going through what he has gone through, been attacked so ruthlessly over and over and over again, would say, well, you know what? I'm going to come back and do it again. I admire this fight and this spirit. There's nobody else who has the cojones that this man has. Nobody else. People want to throw other names out there, oh, who could be president. They do not have the courage and fortitude that he has. They will sit back and take that money that they can to run their election campaigns. Donald Trump took nobody's money to run his campaign. Remember back in 2016, he was self-funded. Now he has funding because it's such a major operation, but we'll see. I mean, I'm sitting back and looking forward to getting back on the new campaign. I support him all the way to whatever destiny he decides, but I do believe he's running because he has the support of so many conservatives out there.
Jesse Jane, thank you as always. I always great to have you on, and you got to listen to some of your favorite music this morning.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I listen to your show every day.
Well, thank you.
Have a great week, people. Be good. Santa's on his way. Take the hill.
We'll do it. Jesse Jane Duff, at Jesse Jane Duff, if you're on Twitter, and jessejaneduff.com on the website. My son texts me and says, Dad is playing The Goat this morning. The Goat song on the air.
Your son needs help.
He's probably listening to that, too. Quick break here. We'll get to Tom.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ackerman at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Did you get a chance to meet with the royal family? And if not, how was it like having them there in the building?
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph?
The Prince and Princess of Wales.
Oh, no, I did not. I'm only familiar with one royal family. I don't know too much about that one. Thank you. But I'm glad hopefully they're Celtic fans.
Maybe they're Celtic fans. Possible.
I doubt that as well.
People in Ireland wouldn't like that very much, would they?
No, they wouldn't.
Not at all. So that was Joe Mazzulla. I'm assuming I'm pronouncing his name properly. The Boston Celtics interim head coach. Because if you saw the video last week, the Prince and Princess of Wales, for some reason, got courtside tickets to the Celtics game against the Miami Heat on Thursday. And it was a big deal. A big deal there in New York that they were there, and or they're in Boston, that they were there, that they were courtside, that they were watching the game.
Kate did not look like she knew how to clap.
Maybe people probably clapped for her.
No, she was clapping at the game.
Well, maybe that's how she claps. She's a royal. Maybe she claps differently.
She wasn't always a royal.
I'm just saying.
It's possible.
She married into it.
That's the appropriate way to clap, since she's learned, since she's royal.
Anything's possible. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see it, but I did notice that this. I don't understand how this guy survives in the NBA. You think that's not politically correct for him to say something like that? So I wanted to find out just a little bit more about him. I didn't know.
Well, he's the interim coach because their coach is suspended.
Ah, okay.
Boston's coach is suspended, and so therefore he is coaching until Coach Udoka comes back.
So what might save his life is that the Celtics are doing really well right now. You can't, it's just not politically correct. He could come out and say that the Chinese walk on water and he'd be fine, but you can't talk about Jesus Christ in the NBA. You can't do that, right?
Not if you want to keep your job.
No, I mean, LeBron can come out and, you know, criticize America for being a racist country and turn around and praise China for the human ridiculous human rights abuses that are going on even today as people protest these COVID restrictions. And there's no blowback at all on him for saying that. This Joe Mazzulla, of course, you know who he coaches right now. Hometown hero Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. Who plays for the Celts. And apparently the Celtics are playing really well. They got some good players. This guy's the interim coach. And apparently he's got a sense of humor and he's confident in his faith. I thought that was fantastic. Good for him.
He also knows that when the other coach gets back, he'll continue to be an assistant coach.
Probably. So he's only he didn't have a chance at the head job, and now nobody will ever hire him because he said that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was fantastic, though. That was my soundbite of the day from yesterday. Good job.
Jason Tatum went to a Catholic school, too. So.
Yeah, I know.
Chaminade.
Absolutely. Hey, by the way, in case you missed this, I didn't get around to playing it yet. The question went to Bibi Netanyahu regarding this comment by Trump. I was talking to Jesse Jane about it a little earlier. What Chuck Todd wanted was for Bibi Netanyahu to criticize or be critical of Donald Trump. And ultimately, Netanyahu said, I wish he hadn't had a meeting with those guys. Kanye West, Nick Fuentes, that sort of thing. But he was also very complimentary to Donald Trump, which I'm certain Chuck Todd was not happy about. Go to cut 15, Carl, please.
He is yet to denounce Kanye West at all. He's yet to denounce being with the white supremacists a few days ago. Why does he have this difficulty, do you think?
I don't know. First, let me say that President Trump did great things for Israel. He recognized Jerusalem as our capital, long overdue since King David proclaimed it as such 3,000 years ago. He moved the American embassy there. He recognized our sovereignty in the Golan Heights. He got out of what I believe is the disastrous Iran deal that would have paved Iran's path with gold, hundreds of billions of dollars of sanctions relief towards a nuclear arsenal. So he's done all these great things, and I appreciate it, and I remain appreciative. On this matter, on Kanye West and that other unacceptable guest. I think it's not merely unacceptable, it's just wrong. And I hope he sees his way to staying out of it and condemning it.
Had a lot of lot more good things than bad things to say there, didn't he?
Yes,
I thought
he
that
did.
Was interesting to hear Prime Minister of Israel there. He knows the truth. Hey, coming up, we'll talk to Tom Ackerman about the crazy college.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Football playoff system. We'll be right back.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bomarito Automotive Group.
Well, Tom, I have to say I'm excited that the college football playoff system is going to expand, because once again we're down to four teams. And a lot of controversy. I'm an Ohio State football fan in general. I'm not sure they deserve to be in the top four.
I think they do, and I'll explain. And these are not the top four teams in the country, but they got it right, and I'll explain that also. College football should not hand the playoffs to the four best teams that everybody thinks are the best, or that have the best recruiting classes or the best roster or the best this, the best that. They should give it to the four teams who deserve to be there. And I believe these are the four teams that deserve to be there. I don't see any other options, quite honestly. And I'll explain. Georgia's an obvious number one. They went undefeated. They won the SEC. There's no argument. I mean, they had a couple of close games, including one at Missouri, but they won the games. I mean, there's no argument. They're
then
the
they
best
just
team.
Period. Crushed LSU.
Then
the
they said, we'll just put a little exclamation point on it all in case anyone had any doubt that we're number one. They crushed LSU. And LSU's kind of, they're fine. It's not a great football team yet. They make a lot of mistakes. They're not a great special teams unit, and et cetera. Number two is Michigan. They've proven it. They won. They beat Ohio State on the road. They won the game that they prepared for all year and that everybody said Ohio State was going to smash them, and they smashed them. And they went undefeated, and they won the Big Ten championship, just to put an exclamation point on that. Clear number one and two. Number three, TCU is in the right spot. TCU lost the Big 12 championship by a field goal and by inches, actually, to Kansas State in overtime, a team that they defeated earlier in the year, a team that was ranked 10th in the nation going into the game, the only loss of the season. You can't penalize TCU for going all the way to the Big 12 championship, playing an extra game, losing it by inches in overtime. It doesn't make sense. They have one loss. And then there's Ohio State, who lost one game all year and blasted everybody else by double digits all season long. They played out their schedule, and they won in a tough conference every single game by double digits. And they were out until an opportunity came up, and that was USC choking, basically. I mean, USC had the path to the college football playoff, beat Utah. The team that beat you in Utah by a point, and they got smoked. And that's what opened the door for Ohio State and not for Alabama. Alabama has two losses. Now, they're both on the road at Tennessee and at LSU. But if you look at Alabama's schedule, what did they do that's that impressive? They won their games, yes.
Yeah.
But they barely beat Texas. They barely beat Texas A&M at home, a team with a losing record. They won. I looked over. What's their signature win? At Ole Miss, they won by six when they were already out of it.
Well, they won the Iron Bowl.
A bad Auburn team. They beat like Austin Peay and you know Vanderbilt and Utah State and Louisiana Monroe or somebody. I mean, they just Alabama didn't have the Alabama type season. Yes, they lost two games, but you know the fact that they would be favored against everybody except Georgia is true, but it's a flimsy argument because if you're that good, then why didn't you win the games on your schedule? They lost two. You know, and Tennessee, by the way, got destroyed at South Carolina, so that even makes it worse for Alabama. So that's my case against Alabama, and I think they did the right
thing. Do you support the expansion of the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I mean, you remember our former producer here at KMOX because he worked at Channel 4 for a while, Tim Klutzaritz.
I do remember Tim.
So Tim and I worked together way back in the day, man. I mean, you know, late 90s.
Yeah.
When we were both producers. And we came up with a tournament for college football back then, man, like 20, 25 years ago, round of 16. And every year we would talk about it and laugh about it. Like, why don't they do this? A round of 16. Take the conference champions and have a committee select the at-larges and go. Seed them. Early games played at the home stadiums, and then you can move into bowl games. Well, they're going to do it a little bit differently, but they're going to have a 12-team playoff, and it's the right thing to do. Expand it. Give these deserving teams an opportunity to play it out.
Nice. Yeah, I support the idea, too. I think that's great. Hey, Blues have fallen on hard times again. I mean, we were thrilled. They were playing so well for a while.
Yeah, and they've really fallen apart. Their penalty kill's awful. They didn't have Jordan Kyrou in the Pittsburgh game, but that isn't the reason. Jordan Binnington was a mess. He couldn't stop pucks, and then he lost his cool, and he punched a player, and he chirped at the bench. We've seen him lose his cool before. They're coming apart, and unless they get together and play as a unit and have everybody buy into Craig Berube's system, they're not going to be good this year. I mean, basically, we looked at them go 3-0 and then 3-8 and then win 7, and we thought, who are these guys? I mean, are they good? Are they bad? Are they a 500 team? Are they mediocre? I think they're basically mediocre. I mean, I just don't see a team that is going to grab hold and take off. I mean, unless something changes here, how many of these players on this team give you that feeling that this is a Blues team that can go make a run? I mean, we saw it 4 years ago when they won the Cup, and we saw some glimpses of it after that, but not this team. So they're going to have to prove everybody wrong. They have the talent to be a playoff team, but I'm not really sure that they're all that much beyond that. I hope that they can figure it out, because I think that when the Blues are good, this city has a lot of fun. And there's always a chance they could make another run, but they dug themselves too deep of a hole. Lose 8, win 7, lose this, win that. I mean, now they've lost 5 of 6 and 3 in a row. It's just, it's too inconsistent for me.
Tom, I'm sorry to bring this up, but Rutgers?
Oh, they don't. Indiana doesn't beat Rutgers on the road. Listen, I texted you this the other day. I am strangely not concerned about Indiana whatsoever. I saw what I needed to see on Wednesday. They smoked North Carolina at home. They looked great doing it. They have a freshman named Jalen Hood-Schifino who did not play against Rutgers. He is their star recruit point guard. He was amazing against North Carolina. He was injured and did not play on Saturday at Rutgers, and I kind of saw it coming. North Carolina hangover, no Hood-Schifino, on the road at Rutgers, a team that's frothing at the mouth to beat Indiana. They always are. It's going to be tough to win in the Big Ten. Big Ten's going to be loaded this year. Road wins are going to be hard to find. But I think in the end, Indiana's going to be a strong team. They're ranked 10th in the country. They'll probably hold that around that ranking for a while, and they'll be one of the better teams.
Well above Kentucky at this point. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
good
long way to go.
All right, Tom, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Well, I think what Elon Musk failed to deliver was the crucial bit about the censorship, which was that it was pre-ordered by the FBI. At that point, in the weeks before the 2020 election, the FBI was meeting with these big tech companies, with Google, Apple, Twitter, and Facebook on a weekly basis. And it was talking to them about disinformation. Now, specifically, before the election, we know from
Miranda.
So that was Miranda Devine. She was one of the ones that broke this story originally that got the foot of big tech put on it, the Hunter Biden laptop story. And she's saying, listen, yeah, this is a big story, but the bigger story is that the FBI was already meeting with all of these big tech companies prior to this. Like, they were priming them that something big was about to happen. If you go to the New York Post at all, I would encourage you to go there this morning and read the article from Miranda Devine. She's got a piece dated yesterday that's up on there now, saying basically what you just heard her saying to Steve Bannon there. The FBI warned Twitter during weekly meetings before the 2020 election to expect hack and leak operations by state actors specifically involving Hunter Biden and likely to happen in October. The warnings were so specific that Twitter immediately censored the post's scoop about the Hunter Biden laptop on October 14th, 2020, citing its hacked materials policy. So not only that, but they were obviously working with Google and Apple and Facebook, as Mark Zuckerberg has already admitted they had a dedicated email account just for conversations with the FBI. Which in the broad scope of things, if the FBI truly has some sort of a legitimate threat, you'd think it's not a bad thing. Can you trust their track record at this point? After what we've now discovered was going on in the summer before the 2016 election with fake Russian disinformation, paid informants, they knew that the whole dossier was a scam, and they continued to feed the machine and ask for FISA warrants and lie to the FISA courts and all of that. How is this still a thing in 2020? That's a simple answer to that question. It was a means to an end. They were feeding them information that they wanted to hear and that they used as the crutch to suppress stories that might damage their candidate, and who in this case was Joe Biden. So, by the way, if you hear anything negative coming out about Hunter Biden, it may be disinformation. Like, they didn't know this was about to drop. The guy at the computer repair shop called them. He reported the laptop to the FBI, and supposedly the FBI had no interest in it. Remember that? Had no interest in it at all. So, as you can imagine, he feels rather vindicated by that now.
It's a beautiful time of year wherever you are in this
defamation suit. I think, though, ultimately the goal from the opposition was to make sure that Twitter would cut my legs off and make sure that I would never have an opportunity to fight my battles in the court of law again. So, obviously, watching Elon released this material over on Friday night was very exciting for me, because what I felt like I knew the whole time was true. And I feel vindicated. I feel I'm grateful for Elon. If he wants free tech support, he's got it.
So that's the computer laptop. That's the repairman who ended up with the laptop, who looked through it, who discovered what the hell was on it, at least the beginnings of what was on it. Offered it to the FBI, ended up you know, given the information to others because the FBI was ignoring him. And now, 757 days later, CBS has confirmed that what's on there is legitimate. Isn't that odd?
Yeah,
that it took so long? There's no way to get around that. And here's the other thing. And these are questions that I hope somebody up there is asking. Where in the hell is Leon Panetta and John Brennan and Mike Hayden and Jim Clapper? These are former CIA and defense secretaries and intelligence officers who were one of the group of 45 or however many there were who signed the letter suggesting the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation just weeks before the 2020 election. And now suddenly they've all clammed up. And you know exactly what they'll do. If they're ever forced to answer for it, they'll just say, well, that was just happened to be our opinion at the time. And now you've proven that it wasn't. So, oh, well. Do you buy for a minute that all 30 or 40 of them, however many there were, who signed that letter, didn't do it full well knowing that their opinion would carry weight with people who might be planning to vote a week or two later? And they could try to dismiss this negative story about Joe Biden, which we know full well was true. It's frightening stuff. I hope Miranda Devine is right, and we learn more and more about this. You can't depend on Elon Musk for everything, so we have to use our brains, and hopefully the House of Representatives can kind of kick in here and investigate a little bit of this. It's frightening times in America, for sure. We got to get this thing fixed. We do. Hey, by the way, in case you had not heard earlier in the show, because you can, of course, download the podcast and listen to all 4 hours if you weren't able to, the Hunter Biden event for this weekend is sold out. It's going to be at the Mac.
You said Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden. Why do I have a Hunter Biden?
Brian,
like,
Kilmeade.
I'm reading this story in front of me that says Hunter Biden, so it popped into my head.
Thought you had a scoop.
The Brian Kilmeade event has sold out. And I'm sure Brian Kilmeade is going to talk about Hunter Biden. So there you have it. You can no longer get a ticket. Maybe you can scalp one. I don't know if that's a thing or not. Probably not. But hopefully we'll see you down there Friday night at the Max. It's going to be a great time. Mark and Annie and I will be down there along with Brian Kilmeade. And hey, listen, have a great Monday. Sometimes you can tell it's a Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.